It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. I'm Walt Lindela. As we continue on this Monday morning, I'm joined in the studio now by Justin Michael. He is running for Congress here in the 1st Congressional District. It's been a little bit since we had you pop through, but good morning. Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming in. You are on out there on the trail. Now, let's for people that are just kind of maybe getting into the political whole swing, because it's really starting to ramp up, your name is popping up a little bit more. Who are you, and what are you looking to run? I mean, what is driving you to get into this? Let's kind of start with who's Justin Michael real quick.
I'm a hometown guy from the district. I'm from Grayling, Michigan. I graduated from Grayling High School, spent my time in the service, been really active in conflict resolution most of my life globally, and want to use that skill set to go to Washington, D.C. and represent you.
Yeah, you say conflict resolution. Obviously, that's a big part of politics, especially in today's modern world. You're running as a Republican, but you're running against an incumbent Republican, Jack Bergman. That's a big take. That's a big swing. What got you going, and how's that going?
Well, originally, we didn't think Jack Bergman was going to run. You know, there'd been a lot of talk about him stepping down after the last election cycle. Okay. And we saw the opportunity to get good representation in a district. We want someone from the district. We want someone that's willing to put in the grassroots movement and really feel the needs and concerns of the constituents. So we filed. We got on the campaign trail early. We've been on the campaign trail now for 14 months. We've racked over 70,000 miles in the district. And that's put us in a good opportunity to get the perspective of people.
What is that perspective? What are you hearing from people here in the 1st Congressional District, which for people that aren't familiar, it's the entire Upper Peninsula and a good chunk of northern lower Michigan. But what are you hearing when you're talking to people?
Well, the interesting thing is I'm out there speaking to both Republicans and Democrats, and I find it almost amazing that there is a large group of people that have similar concerns and needs. And we can talk about the needs of family members and community concerns, mainly sourced around the economy, cost of living expenses, the ability to find affordable housing or housing in general, jobs. You know, these are basic concerns, and it's not unique to our district. I mean, this is an American issue that we're facing right now. But the interesting thing that you're hearing is every community is different. We have 36 counties, roughly, that make up our district, and every county has a unique culture, has a unique concern, has unique circumstances that make them different. So what's going on in Baraga is not what's going on in Crawford. What's going on in Grand Traverse isn't what's going on in Oscoda. So
how do you bridge that? I mean, I know you have the bridge and building is in some of your campaign slogans and the kind of putting people together, bringing them together. How do you do that?
The biggest thing is dialogue. It's have an open communication with people and really have a foundation of respect. You come in and you say, I'm going to respect your position. I understand it may be differing if you're speaking to Democrats or you go into even the factions that are in the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. You have people in the Republican Party, we're struggling to find our identity too. So you go in there and you have this open understanding of respect, and then you create dialogue and the space for it. People want to be heard. People want you to be present, and that's what we're focused on.
We're talking with Justin Michael here this morning. He is running for the 1st Congressional District, running as a Republican and running against a Republican incumbent, Representative Jack Bergman. That's a big uphill push, Justin, and it sounds to me like one of the big things that you're saying is that you are the person for the job, because the person that's in the job right now hasn't necessarily been talking to people in the district. Is that proper to say?
Yeah, that's the biggest concern that you hear from both Republicans and Democrats.
That they're not hearing from who's in there now.
They don't know where he is. Even if you go on the social media posts, people are like, are you still alive? If you have a position where you want to represent people, you have to be present. You have to hear from those people because you have to know what their needs and concerns are. Mm-hmm. And if you're not willing to go out and address both sides of the aisle and have those discussions, if they're easy or they're difficult, it makes it really difficult for you to make decisions in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. You've got to be present in this district.
So as you've been out now and touring across the district, and you said 70,000 miles in the last 14 months across a very large geographic portion of ground, what are some of the big things? I mean, you touched on a little bit of jobs and things like that, but like for example, one of the hot button topics right now is data centers, and people are talking about those coming to locations like Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. What are you hearing?
Yeah, so one of the biggest concerns is, are they coming and how are they going to be implemented? You have people on both sides of the aisle. One, we want them because they could be they could bring jobs. And then you have people who are like, we absolutely don't want them because we're afraid of their resource impact that they're going to have on the environment. And I'm one of these people that try to remain as neutral as possible. I want to be able to go into communities and say, whatever's best for your community is what I support. But the only way to do that is to make sure that communities have the resources and the information and the knowledge that's there for them to make the best decision for their community. And right now, I don't think that communities are prepared to have those discussions.
Right. Now, the question that I have is that when you look at those types of things that you just mentioned of sort of being available, being out there, and then being the most, you know, being neutral, neutrality doesn't exist in politics, Justin. How are you going to do this?
Well, one of the things that exists in politics is this constant division. And that division really doesn't resolve anything. We made a comment early on. You said conflict, you know, and resolution. Well, right. There's a lot of conflict in politics, but there isn't a lot of resolution.
Exactly.
And we can see that, especially at the congressional level. So when you go into communities, you come into it as a neutral perspective because you want to make sure that you're identifying all the key stakeholders and shareholders that are in that. And you want to make sure that all of those individuals have a general understanding of what needs to be done in order to make sure they make the right decisions. And in these communities, unfortunately, they're not prepared to go up against development projects that are ranging between $3.5 to $12 billion, depending on the size and scope. And when those people come in, they're prepared. And these communities, unfortunately, we're not prepared. So the best thing that I have figured out is go into the community, say, listen, here's a framework, which I created and wrote, that will allow you to get set up and get prepared to be able to have these discussions and enter into negotiations if it's something that your community wants.
There is a lot going on, especially as we consider who we're going to vote for in the next election. If people want to find out more about you, Justin Michael, how do they do that?
Well, you can reach out to me directly on my website, www.justinmichaelforcongress.com. That's Justin, M-I-C-H-A-L. forforcongress.com.
Justin Michael, appreciate your time this morning, and we'll talk with you again, I'm sure, when you're on the trail.
I appreciate that so much, sir. All you have right. A great day.
If you missed any of this interview, look for it at our website at sunny.fm.